Should Mashiach come today, at this very moment, and we return to Israel, to the Beis HaMikdash, and we had once again the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, I think as modern day Jews, we would be shocked. And we would be totally out of our element and out of our league. What are we supposed to make of it? Korbanos? It's a concept that's so foreign to us. I go to shul, I sit in my seat, I have my sitter, I'm able to daven. That's the relationship that we have with tefillah. Question is, what is tefillah at its core? So we generally look at it as prayer, which is a wonderful English word which we throw around. I'm going to pray, or we throw out the word daven. Question is, first off, what is the word daven? Where does the word daven even come from? So I heard from Rabbi Penner of Yeshiva University, a beautiful derivation of the word daven. Daven comes from the word davuhon, our forefathers. What davening is what our forefathers did. That's the actions going all the way back to the avos. Something happened, the avos davened. So what is davening? Is davening prayer, which is a petition to God? I'm saying to God, I need this, I want this, I can't live without this. Is that what davening really is all about? So the fascinating thing that Rabbi Riskin mentions is that if you really think about what davening is, the source of davening is either davuhon, it's our avos, or as the Gemara in Brachos also suggests, it's the notion that we are not only basing on the avos, but based on korbanos, the sacrifices that were brought. Well, what is a sacrifice? So let's look at the nature of a korban, a sacrifice, versus the nature of tefillah, the way we perceive it. We perceive tefillah as I walk into shul and I have a laundry list that I present to God. God, I'm struggling with this. Take care of this. God, I really need this. Please take care of this. On a child level, I didn't study for my science test. I'm going to bomb. I'm sitting there in class right before it's davening time and I said, God, please throw me a lifeline here. I need to do well in this test or my parents won't be so happy. Help me out. Make all the answers pop into my head. Davening, the way we view it, if it's a petition, is I'm simply asking to make up things that I'm missing. But that's not what a korban is. A korban is reflective. It's looking back. It's saying, God, look at what you've done for me. Thank you so much. God, look what I've done to you. I'm really sorry. It's a shift in the paradigm of how we look at tefillah. If tefillah is something that I'm simply coming to God and saying, God, I have problems, fix them, then it's not really a relationship. Then God is simply an ATM machine. I put the card in, I hope there's money in the account, I withdraw. But if God and our relationship with tefillah is more like korbanos, then I'm constantly looking back and saying, God, look what I've done. I'm so sorry. God, look what you've done. I'm so grateful. Does that mean that we can't ask in our tefillos? Of course we can ask in our tefillos. Because in a relationship that we have with our parents, there are times where we come in front of them and say, Mom, Dad, I'm short $20. Can you help me out? And our parents say, of course, we'd love to. Why? It's not an ATM machine. I have a relationship. Yesterday, you said to me, wow, Mom, you made the best dinner, and I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you. And the day before, you turned to one of your parents and said, Dad, I'm really sorry. I probably messed up and should have done X instead of doing Y. When you have that ongoing relationship, you could then come in front of the person and petition them. I need this for the future. But that's because the relationship is rich in the past. That's what korbanos are all about. Korbanos are a reflection on the past as they move forward. If we view davening that way, it takes on such a greater significance. And that's really the reason why all of our tefillos are in plural. Because what are we doing when we daven? We're davening not on behalf of myself, because that's a petition and that's so small. But I'm davening on behalf of everyone. I'm saying, God, look at all the people that need it. I'm able to see past my small world and see that, God, you have a relationship with all these people. So please take care of all of them. In a time more than ever where we need those tefillos to work, each and every one of us has to reflect on our tefillah and ask ourselves, is my tefillah reflective? Am I looking backwards and recognizing the deep relationship I have with God and cultivating that even more deeply? Or is it simply coming before God and saying, I need this, this, and this? I'll end, I know we're a little bit longer than usual, I'll end by saying that over the last couple of days I've thought, what bracha is the most impactful to me in tefillah? And I have to say that the bracha that I've found to be most impactful is the Kabbat Shofar. You turn to God and say, God, listen, I see there's so much suffering. But when you're asking for Bias Goel, when you're asking for Mashiach to come, you're not asking for you. You might find that in Rafa'inu, God, I'm sick, Chalila, or I need you to provide me a refuah or good health. Yeah, that might be. It's all about me. But when you ask for Mashiach, you're saying, God, look at the collective suffering of Klal Yisrael. So many Jews, so many, in such bad shape. God, let's end this all. Dailan v'tzaro seinu. We've had enough. Bring us home. It's coming from a deep relationship. Years and years. Diavuhon. We daven because our forefathers did that. And our avos davened. God. Diavuhon. We have a relationship like the korbanos. And we have a relationship for a long time going all the way back. All the way back to the avos. Dailan v'tzaro seinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring the Geulah.